You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County Circuit Court needs help. So Brown County Circuit Court officials and state lawmakers are proposing an expansion of operations with two new judges, three assistant district attorneys, two court reporters, and additional staff. State Representative Ben Franklin said pending cases that are two or more years old are up over 6,000 over the last decade in Brown County. That's an increase that surpassed Milwaukee and Dane counties combined. The Cellcom outage is being blamed for a Door County resident's inability to reach 911 early Tuesday morning while his camper burned. The camper's owner phoned Southern Door Fire Department Chief Richard Olson. That call connected. Olson tried to call 911, but could not. Both have Cellcom. Cellcom stated that emergency calls are being rerouted through other available networks during the outage, and all protocols are being followed. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say the proposed cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, could cost residents as much as $314 million every year. The cuts were included in the budget bill passed by the House of Representatives last week and will now head to the United States Senate for consideration. A DHS report estimated that around 90,000 residents could lose their current SNAP benefits under the cuts. The cuts would force the state to pay a portion of the program costs based on its payment error rate. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crimes and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. If you need credentialing and licensing from the state, you may see a delay this year. The Department of Safety and Professional Services warns delays will happen if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by the state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. Following a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. Video footage in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been released. Joanne Krulatz has more on that story.
The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
A jury was seated in Milwaukee yesterday for the trial of Maxwell Anderson. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
He's accused of killing 19-year-old Sade Robinson during a first date in April of last year. Prosecutors allege Anderson killed Robinson, scattered her remains across multiple locations, and set her car on fire. The trial is expected to go on for several weeks.
The jury pool of 12 jurors and 3 alternates is made up of 12 women and 3 men. Before jury selection began, prosecutors added a charge of hiding a corpse to the case. Opening statements are expected to begin today. If you use Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and use the UW Health System, you can breathe a little easier now. UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with the insurance company. And officials say it will guarantee health care access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans and gives members access to UW hospitals and clinics, as well as the UW Medical Foundation and the Madison Surgery Center. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nelly Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Memorial Day weekend's top two films, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, combined at the box office to pull in about 250 million big ones and about 540 million globally, smashing records. The total box office take from all the releases over the weekend came in at 341 million domestically. Take that, COVID pandemic. The Hall smacked down the previous record from Memorial Day, which was set in 2013 with a $314 million take, powered by films like Fast and the Furious 6, Hangover 3, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Lilo and Stitch topped the Memorial Day weekend with a record-setting four-day take of $183 million. Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning came in second with $77.5 million. Rounding out the top five were Final Destination Bloodlines, Sinners, and Thunderbolts. Overall, the box office is 30% ahead of where it was at this point last year, and the studios have a $4.2 billion prediction for the summer box office alone. Good signs. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming season one when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for season three. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.